Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Alexander and the Great Mistake, an adaptation of a historical story co-written for you by Daniel Hines and Jacob Rosenzweig from the Curious Kid Podcast. Stay tuned for more information about Jacob and the Curious Kid Podcast at the end of the story. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. We also have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Alexander and the Great Mistake. Have you ever made a mistake? I know I've made plenty. But there's one type of mistake that I've never made, not even once, and that is a great mistake. Even just hearing the words, it seems strange, right? I mean, mistakes aren't supposed to be a good thing. By definition, a mistake is something that went wrong. So how can one ever be great? Well, a man named Alexander Fleming made a mistake many years ago, and his was great. And this is his story. Alexander was born a long time ago, back in 1881 to be exact, in a beautiful part of Scotland. He was raised on his parents' farm and spent a lot of time helping with the animals. When he was old enough, he went to a school near his house, and it was a strange little school by today's standards. It only had 12 students, and they were all different ages. Still, they were all taught in the same classroom, and Alexander loved it. As the years rolled on, he decided that he liked going to school more than he liked farming. To further his education, he moved to London to live with his older brother, who was there working as a doctor. Even though Alexander had come from a little school with 12 students, he was so smart that the school in London moved him up 2 whole grades right away. Alexander was happy to be challenged and studied harder than ever. Like a lot of younger siblings, he decided he wanted to be just like his older brother. So he went to medical school and became a doctor too. Once he graduated, Alexander decided he didn't want to treat patients like his older brother. Instead, he wanted to study bacteria. Now, if you don't know, bacteria are teeny tiny living things that can be found everywhere on Earth. They're so small you can't see them without a microscope, but they are all around us and even inside us. Most are harmless. Some help our bodies digest food and perform other useful jobs, and other bad bacteria can make us sick. It was the bad bacteria that Alexander focused on. He figured that if he could treat bad bacteria, he could help his brother cure a lot of his sick patients. Around this time, which was way back in 1914, World War I broke out. It was a massive war involving countries all over Europe, and Alexander was enlisted to work in the military hospitals near the front lines. He would treat soldiers who had been shot or stabbed. He would treat soldiers who had been hit with poisonous gases. And most of all, he would treat soldiers made sick by the diseases that ran through the dirty trenches of war. In war, bad bacteria runs rampant. The soldiers were fighting in terrible conditions and taking many wounds, both small and large. The bad bacteria would find these wounds and multiply until they caused an infection and made the soldiers very sick. These days, you can use an ointment or take a pill to cure an infection, but back then, there was very little they could do, and millions of soldiers were lost. As you can imagine, this had a major impact on Alexander. When the war was over, he returned to London and he dedicated himself to finding a cure for the bad bacteria. After seeing so many soldiers get badly sick from minor wounds and little colds, Alexander knew he couldn't allow that to happen ever again. He began serious work at his lab at St. Mary's Hospital in London. Soon, every surface was covered in petri dishes, which are small, clear containers for sampling bacteria. In particular, he was looking at one of the bad bacterias that caused infections and wounds like he had seen in the war. After a couple years with not many results, Alexander decided to take a vacation to clear his head. And this is where he made his great mistake. Since he shared the lab with other scientists, he didn't want to leave it cluttered with all his petri dishes. Before he left, he moved all the dishes to an unused table near a window in the corner of the lab. Once that was done, he left for a few weeks with his wife and son, leaving the laboratory behind. When he returned to the lab, he was startled to see that the window near the table had been left open. This was a big deal, since labs are supposed to be kept clean and isolated from the outside world, so nothing can interfere with the sensitive work inside. He closed the window in a huff, thinking that either himself or one of his assistants had left the window unlocked and it had blown open. What could have blown in from the wild world beyond? Were his petri dishes of bad bacteria ruined? Who could have made such a terrible mistake? Alexander quickly went to check all of his petri dishes. Most were fine, but one was strange. There was a fungus growing all over it. Fungi are things like mushrooms and yeast, but this one was like a mold. And, Alexander saw with growing excitement, where the fungus was growing, all of the bad bacteria had disappeared. The other dishes had their bad bacteria growing steady as ever, but wherever the fungus touched, the bacteria was completely and totally gone. Alexander had spent thousands and thousands of hours examining petri dishes in his laboratory, looking for something that could effectively kill bad bacteria, looking for something that could prevent all the suffering he saw in the war. Was it possible that the answer flew in through the window? A window that was mistakenly left open when he was away on vacation? There was only one way to find out. He studied the petri dish with the fungus growing on it and identified that the fungus came from a group called Penicillium. After further study, he noticed that even tiny amounts of Penicillium were enough to kill the bad bacteria. Slowly, Alexander realized that he had done it. He had found a cure for bad bacteria. On March 7th, 1929, Alexander Fleming gave a name to the fungus that flew into his lab just 7 months earlier. He called his discovery penicillin, and it was the first true antibiotic. Alexander rushed to share his discovery with the world, and though they were slow to accept it, eventually everyone realized that it was a miracle cure, and all of medicine was changed forever. In the years since the discovery of penicillin, it has been used to treat infections that previously didn't have an effective treatment and were often deadly, saving an uncountable number of lives. To Alexander's great joy, penicillin became available as a medicine in 1942. At that time, World War II was underway, and many soldiers were getting injured in battle. Other brilliant scientists expanded on Alexander's work to mass-produce penicillin. Thanks to the sudden supply, soldiers wounded in World War II had much better outcomes than the soldiers that fought alongside Alexander in World War I. He had accomplished his goal, and he had saved much of the world's wounded in the process. As a matter of fact, penicillin and related drugs are still used all over the world today. In fact, you might have had some, if you've ever had something like an ear infection. In the 80 years now that penicillin has been used, it has saved many lives. Just think, how would things be different if someone remembered to close the laboratory window when Alexander was away on vacation? What if Alexander returned to his laboratory, noticed that there was fungus on one of his petri dishes, and simply threw it in the garbage without thinking twice? What is it that made Alexander take a close enough look at the petri dish to notice that something was happening in there that would change the world forever? Earlier than that, if Alexander didn't study hard at school and get excellent grades, would he have believed that he could be a doctor? If his older brother wasn't a doctor before him, would he have even wanted to take that path? And if his brother didn't move to London, would Alexander have been interested in leaving Scotland? In another world, maybe he would have just stayed at home to help out around the farm. After that, if Alexander didn't have the experience of serving in World War I, would he have had an interest in coming up with better ways to fight off infection in the wounded? If any of a dozen little events hadn't happened, is it possible that penicillin would not have been discovered? It's impossible to say, but we do know a great mistake happened in 1928 when someone left a window open, letting a fungus enter a lab where it had no business being. The mistake was great, but if Alexander wasn't great as well, the mistake would have just been an ordinary mistake. A mistake forgotten long ago. Instead, it changed the world. Alexander himself had this to say about his mistake. "One sometimes finds what one is not looking for. When I woke up just after dawn on September 28, 1928, I certainly didn't plan to revolutionize all medicine by discovering the world's first antibiotic or bacteria killer. But I guess that was exactly what I did." The end. Today's story, Alexander and the Great Mistake, was an adaptation of a historical story co-written for you by Daniel Hines and Jacob Rosenzweig. Jacob is the host of the Curious Kid podcast, a weekly educational podcast for curious kids and grown-ups. Every week, Jacob and his 8-year-old daughter Olivia get curious about a new topic. Are you curious about things like how batteries work, how tornadoes form, and why we're ticklish? Learn about those topics and nearly 200 more by listening to Curious Kid Podcast. New episodes of Curious Kid Podcast drop every Sunday, and every topic they cover comes from listener suggestions. You can find all episodes of Curious Kid Podcast at www.curiouskidpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Today's story was edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. They feature the text of the stories nice and big on the screen, with each word highlighted as I read it, so you can match up the way it looks with the way it sounds. YouTube also lets you change the play speed, so depending on your level, you can slow down the narration to follow along. They're great for new readers, storybook time, English language learners, and even just for listening. And in the future, we plan on adding more read-alongs, some live storytime readings, Q&As, and more. Check it out at youtube.com/storiespodcast. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.